I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, we're going to meet two people who were strangers just days ago. Then Facebook brought them together and reunited a son with his father's long-ago stolen silver stopwatch. But first, I want to be perfectly honest. I have always found selfies rather obnoxious, and I always promised myself that I would never, ever take a picture of myself with a cell phone. Well, all that changed when Philip Hitchcock asked me to be part of Selfie St. Louis, an exhibition at his PhD gallery on Cherokee Road. Philip Hitchcock, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you very much.
I'm so conflicted. Simultaneously, I feel pride and shame. Do you understand that?
I do. I've felt both many times in my life.
What is the selfie thing? Did you immediately think that having a selfie show in a gallery was a good idea?
Well, you know, selfies seem to be at the forefront of the public consciousness right now. They are everywhere. They are ubiquitous. Everybody's taking them. President Obama takes them. The Pope is taking them. So it's something that is for the everyman and for the notable. And that's kind of where I've gone with it in St. Louis, by asking notables, people, you know, that have some name recognition, to take a selfie and send it to me.
Did you think it was a good idea in the beginning?
I thought it was a very good idea, but I was extremely nervous. I had queued up all the invitations in my email, and I was waiting. It was a day, 2 days before I actually sent them, because I thought I might be met with massive rejection, you know?
Were you?
Well, about a third of the people that I invited either ignored, refused, or scorned my email. So there's a lot. In fact, I've got a drone profile in the show, Selfie by Declined, just because I think a big part of the story is the fact that while everybody's taking them, a lot of people hate them.
Well, can you play amateur psychologist? Why have I always thought they were obnoxious? And why I changed my mind when you asked me? I can't even explain that to myself. But why do you think some people have this negative reaction to them?
You know, this is the logical extension of Andy Warhol's 15 Minutes of Fame, whereby each of us gets to be his own subject, photographer, marketing director, PR person. And that, in fact, is what a selfie is. You know, you take the picture, that's part one, but then it's disseminated immediately to a web ring wherein you get instant feedback by the form of I likes or tweets or whatever.
It's the negative feedback that I'm afraid of.
Oh, I don't think you'll get it. You have a great selfie.
You think?
I do.
Then I wasn't exaggerating. I wasn't being dramatic. It's the first selfie I ever took, and I'm thinking maybe my last.
But wait till after the show.
Well, I'm glad I did it, though. But, you know, you were talking about, I'm curious why selfies are popular now, because I grew up at a time when we did not have cell phones, and I don't ever remember anyone taking a selfie with a Kodak.
Funny you say that, because Roseanne Weiss, who is in the show, actually, I kind of bent the rules for her a little bit. She has a selfie taken in a mirror from a 1978 trip she took to Paris.
No kidding.
And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful record of a great adventure.
Roseanne Weiss of the Regional Arts Commission, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. How did you decide who to ask? Did you know everybody personally?
You know, I've been in this gallery thing for about 7-8 years now, and have gotten to meet a lot of people around the city. And, you know, was able to ask a lot of great people. Nancy Kranzberg, Kevin Steincross, Charles Bryson, who is the civil rights enforcement guy downtown, and all of the art dealers, Bruno David, Phil Sline, Dwayne Reed. I've got Michael Drummond, a lot of publishers.
Fashion designer Michael Drummond.
Correct, yeah. Darren Sliman, Kelly Hamilton. So,
any politicians or business types?
You know, I tried to get the mayor. And I contacted everybody around him, all of his flacks, all of his people, and they were all going to do their best. I think he's such a good sport that if I could actually reach him, he would do it. So, Mayor Slay, if you're listening, send me a selfie.
He's got tomorrow till 7 p.m.
That's right.
When you open, right?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned a lot of the people. I want to also mention Bob Duffy, who is on our staff here. He has a selfie in there.
Yes.
Do you have any favorites?
Some of them actually rise to the level of art, in my opinion. I think, you know, what people are able to do internally in the phone in terms of filters and Photoshop and different things like that, you know, reflections in other people's artworks, Some of them are actually quite interesting.
Mine's a simple one. I was just in my backyard and I just held the camera out at arm's length and did it. But I know like some people, they are very concerned with what's going on in the background. They kind of set up a scene in the background, and some people go to a little work.
Well, it's some people are extremely self-conscious of what's going on around them. But what's even more interesting is sometimes people are not at all aware of what's going around them. And so you can see sort of a little window into their day-to-day life.
Nancy Fowler, who is on our staff here, wrote about selfies, and that's on our website. And she mentions, and I have to bring this up, in that article, that some health professionals link selfies to poor mental health. So I'm concerned about that.
Well, I can only speak for my own mental health. And I'm hanging on by a thread.
I was going to say, leave that alone.
Right, right.
Well, let me turn that around then. What are the positives of selfies as you see it?
Well, I think it's a wonderful record of our day-to-day existence. It's a statement of who I am and who I think I am and who I believe is watching. I've posed the question, can you imagine how interesting it would be if we had selfies from the 50s, if we had selfies from the Middle Ages or even Rome, what we would know about those people and their culture. So I think why today they might be seen as something that's extremely banal, you know, in 100 years, they're going to be very telling.
Well, it only seems appropriate that you mentioned that you might want to take one.
Let's do. I'm going to take one right now of the two of us here in the radio station.
Now, selfies can be taken two ways. You either do it into a mirror, or you hold it at arm's length, and you're going to what? Turn around and tell people what you're doing.
Well, I'm going to do. I have an iPhone, and so I'm going to be taking this of the two of us.
Don't forget about the mic, though.
I'm going to be taking this of the two of us right here in the station. You ready?
I think. Okay, that's my second selfie.
More.
Oh, one's not enough. Thank you so much for that. Well, what makes a good selfie? I mean, do you have to be attractive? What does it come down to?
You know, I think it comes down to a desire to be seen, a desire to let people know that you're here. I always say that, you know, there's no limitations on duck face or nudity or good taste in a selfie.
And you made that part of your show, so someone could be totally inappropriate if they so chose?
Well, I don't even consider it inappropriate. I just consider it...
See, there you go, right there.
Just a little different from everyone else. But yeah, we've got some very creative and wild selfies in this exhibit.
Well, it's Selfie St. Louis. The PhD Gallery is down on Cherokee Street, 2300 Cherokee. You're opening the exhibit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with a reception from 7 to 10, and then the whole exhibit will be on display through July the 19th.
Right, with regular gallery hours being noon to 4, Thursday through Sunday.
And you're actually going to point out people that refuse to participate?
Not by name. It's just sort of a one selfie that kind of indicates this group that didn't participate.
You know, I was at the Fox a couple of weeks ago, and it was full of young kids and their parents who were there waiting for the curtain to go up to see The Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. which was a very good show, by the way. But when I was sitting there before the curtain went up, I was just watching, and all around me, it seemed like everyone, was taking selfies. And I was sort of like smirking and looking down my nose a little bit, and now I'm in a selfie show, so there you go. What does that say about me?
It says you're a man of many levels.
It's a polite answer. Philip Hitchcock is an artist and the owner of the PhD Gallery, Selfie St. Louis. Opens tomorrow night at 7 at the gallery. It's an open reception if you'd like to go. There's no charge or anything like that. And the show runs through July 19th. Philip, thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Let me take a selfie.